Cutter Martin, are you there?
Sure.
First off, let me congratulate you, man, on your state quarterfinal victory over the Wellington Skyrockets.
Thank you.
You're one game away, man, from state. How does it feel to be one game away?
The feeling's kind of unexplainable. Like,
you had a pretty big game, man, against Wellington. Four receptions, 161 yards, two touchdowns.
Our offensive line does great getting Braden time. And him, he does great getting the ball to us.
Earlier in the season, man, you guys lost to Stratford. What do you think is going to make this team different from the team earlier in the season?
Earlier in the season, we weren't really hype, I guess you could say. And we're going to come out more live and have more passion.
Who would you say is your biggest fan, Cutter?
My biggest fan. Probably my parents.
Are there any pregame rituals that you go through before you take the field? Like, do you pray? Do you go to a silent place?
I nap on the way to the games on the bus floor.
Hey, ain't nothing like a pregame nap. Hey, I feel that. I know Devin had told me that Austin at halftime goes and devours a whole bag full of snacks.
Yeah, home and Dennis.
Who would you say has been your biggest mentor on the in football?
In football? Coach Lucas. Yes. Coach Lucas does great on and off the field.
What do you think it's going to take to beat Stratford?
Coming out live and stopping them. We got to get stops.
Yeah, I think in the last game you guys had a lot of turnovers, and I think if you guys can minimize the turnovers, I think you guys will be all right. I think this is going to be a different team that they're facing, and they're not ready. I don't know if they're ready for this live of a Hamlin Pied Piper team, because this team has seemed to come alive in the last second half of the season.
Yes, sir.
People are comparing this team to the 1994 Hamlin team. How does that make you feel? Because with that team making it to the state semifinals as well, people are comparing those two teams. How does that make you feel to think they're comparing us to that team, that same team?
It's pretty crazy how they compare us to another team. In the past, it was so good.
And how big of an honor is it for you guys to be the last big country team standing now?
It's kind of crazy because all eyes are going to be on us and try to bring a state championship back to the big country.
I know a lot of people probably thought that Holly was going to win last week in that shocker with Post. I went to that game, and, man, that game was crazy. I was watching y'all's game online at the same time that I was at that game, trying to keep up with both games. And it was crazy to think, because I guess Holly thought they already had it in the bag, and Post kind of surprised them. And you guys have been blowing people out in the playoffs. Like, these have been, like, big wins. Like, if you guys blow out Stratford, that's going to be the craziest thing. I know it's going to be a dogfight, I have a feeling, in this game.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to say to the Piper Nation who's going to travel to Plainview on Thursday night to support the team?
Thanks for coming, and we're going to get a win.
I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I'm going to let you give a shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out to, like whether your team, your mom, your dad. The floor's all yours, Cutter.
Shout out to my parents, and shout out to my sister and the cheerleaders.
All right, there you guys have it, man. Cutter Martin from the Hanlon Pod Pipers, thank you so much for being on Patriot Sports Talk from Texas.
Sir.